I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A young man shot a Russian military commander at close range at an enlistment office Monday. It was an unusually bold attack reflecting growing resistance to Russian President Vladimir Putin's efforts to mobilize hundreds of thousands of more men to wage war on Ukraine. The shooting comes after scattered arson attacks on enlistment offices and protests in Russian cities that resulted in at least 2,000 arrests. Russia is seeking to bolster its military as its Ukraine offensive has bogged down. Authorities say a gunman has killed 17 people and wounded 24 others in a school in central Russia. According to officials, 11 children were among those killed in the Monday morning shooting. The governor of the region said the gunman killed himself after the attack. Russia's investigative committee identified the gunman as a 34-year-old graduate of the school, and the governor said he was a patient at a psychiatric facility. An investigation has been launched on multiple murder charges. Russian President Vladimir Putin has granted citizenship to former U.S. security contractor Edward Snowden, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Putin signed a decree making Snowden and 74 other foreign nationals Russian citizens. Snowden has been living in Russia since 2013 to escape prosecution in the U.S. The former National Security Agency contractor leaked classified documents detailing government surveillance programs. He was granted permanent residency in Russia 2 years ago and said at the time he planned to apply for Russian citizenship, though without renouncing his U.S. citizenship. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is VOA News. A rights group said Monday more than 75 people have been killed in the Iranian authorities' crackdown against unrest sparked by the death of Kurdish woman Mahsa Amini in Morality police custody. The authorities last put the death toll at 41, including several members of the security forces. Officials said Monday they arrested more than 1,200 people, with Iran seeing nationwide demonstrations over Amini's death following her arrest for allegedly breaching the country's strict rules on hijab headscarves and modest clothing. Tensions with Western powers grew as Germany summoned the Iranian ambassador and Canada announced sanctions a day after the European Union deplored the crackdown and Tehran called in the British and Norwegian envoys. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and his counterpart from Pakistan have discussed relations and devastating flooding in Pakistan. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken met at the State Department with his Pakistani counterpart, Bilawal Bhutto Zardari. Besides 75 years of relations, the two leaders also discussed cataclysmic flooding. A third of Pakistan remains submerged from being inundated most of the summer.
We have experienced a climate catastrophe of biblical apocalyptic proportions. It rained and rained and rained and rained and rained from mid-June till the end of August.
Secretary Blinken says the U.S. immediate response so far tops $50 million and 17 plane loads of emergency supplies, including food and tarps. Norman Hall, Washington.
Trucks loaded with aluminum and medications crossed a bridge linking Colombia and Venezuela, the first cargo traffic between the two countries in 7 years. It gives regional businesses hope for growing trade. Colombia's new leftist president, Gustavo Petro, took office last month and quickly moved to reestablish ties with Venezuela's government. Residents of border areas and business owners in both countries expect the resumption to generate jobs and reduce smuggling. Recapping our top story, a young man shot a Russian military commander at close range at an enlistment office Monday. It was an unusually bold attack reflecting growing resistance to Russian President Vladimir Putin's efforts to mobilize hundreds of thousands of more men to wage war on Ukraine. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.